This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. We're live at the Globe. Rangers, Astros tonight. Sweet dreams made out of those first two drives last night. How sweet was that, baby?
So hot.
It was like an alternate experience, a universe. My mom texted me. You know, she watches all the Cowboys games from over there in Bend, Oregon. She goes, well, this is different. I was like, yes, Mom,
yeah,
it sure is.
Yeah, sure was.
Going to be a lot of fun to talk about. And speaking of that, time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that.
Thanks for all the hard work you put on this team, man. To be up till 2 last night and back at them again at 6 o'clock in the morning watching tape, you're the man.
Oh, man, it's what we do this time of year. I was curious. I was actually, when Wolchek and I got done last night at 1, I was honestly looking forward to when that film hit the box, because I was like, okay, how did they not finish this thing off? You know, there's things that you wonder, like, the whole thing with the fumble. We're talking in post game, and I'm like, you know, God, what a terrible thing to have happen. And then you see, oh, it happened because. You know,
but linemen get beat. You got to hang on to that rock.
Yeah. No. Well, but
take the TFL.
But your best guy, your best.
That's tough.
Your best guy, and that's the part about this game last night is that it was your best guys doing things that kind of hurt you in the football game. Best guys make plays, and then best guys, when you need them to make that clutch play, then something happens that they don't. Because you're sitting there thinking like, okay, is it a backup guy? Is it somebody that it shouldn't be playing today that's causing you to not to have success?
No, it was your main guys.
It was your main guys, and that's what was really just kind of. And I said I wouldn't let this team get me mad.
Oh yeah, how long did that last?
Not long.
I don't think I was mad. I think I was
frustrated.
I was frustrated in a selfish way because I picked the 27-24 final.
Yeah, which it should have been.
And you go down there and score, and it's, you know, now you're...
Somebody picked 24-20.
Yeah.
And then you'd been double-thumbing back to your chest.
Who
today
picked 24-20? Did you pick Cowboys win?
I picked Eagles, no.
Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
See.
Yeah, I did 27-20 Eagles.
I was thinking a pass for them to win. I was, you know, my whole day was like thinking about, wait a minute, now think about this and think about that. You know, that's kind of what I have to do. If I told you this in the game, because I was just looking at a couple of things, and we'll get into who I thought played well. But if I told you that Saquon Barkley, the metrics, he faced a stacked box in that game, 8 or more defenders, 67% of the game.
I believe it.
This was the most, more than 3 times the amount that he has faced, or he faced in 2024. Would you like to take a guess at how many yards? He had 12 carries, in those 12 carries against stack box for the Cowboys. And Cowboys used to be a bad – they were a bad stack box team last year.
Yeah, they would be
– really
get,
bad.
Get through the
– really bad.
Get through the first level and you were gone.
Barkley had 12 carries. How many yards do you think he had against those stack boxes?
30, 20.
27.
33. Hmm. 33 yards.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked. I was surprised watching it how well it really did work.
Well, how were they able to do that and contain A.J. Brown? A.J. Brown, like, couldn't get open all game.
That's a great question, and I would love for Broadus to answer that. I do think part of it, man, I thought the safeties were tackling people.
Malik Hooker was thumping.
I thought Hooker was coming in
and
playing
Donovan
run.
Wilson what? Late also came up and was playing.
I'll tell you what, Diggs was a big help in that game. And, you know, to be honest with you, they needed to get Elam off the field.
Mm-hmm.
Elam.
In what way? What was he doing?
Elam, they were going after. When they were trying to throw the ball, it wasn't so much at Diggs or at Bland.
Yeah, it was Elam.
It was Elam.
For sure.
They were trying.
That. The one big play was on him.
Right.
The dots.
Well, and if you look at that play, and I know you did.
Yeah.
What happened was you get – and you give Smith a lot of credit for running the route that he did because he holds Hooker in the middle of the field. Hooker has to Hooker has to honor the route that he ran. He couldn't get over, and you know, there was that separation, and Elam tried to run it down. I mean, he really, really did, but never even he didn't he couldn't.
He's not fast enough.
He just wasn't fast
enough. That was the fastest play of the night, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With him touching 20 miles an hour.
Dotson's got some serious speed. He really does.
Yep.
How would you get Elam off the field, though? Who would you play?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Diggs needs to play now. Diggs is starting and then Bland's starting.
Oh, and then you go put Reddy in the nickel?
Well, you can even look at maybe it's a situation where, to me, I just don't start him. You know, if Reddy could be a nickel player, I would sure look at that. I mean, the things with Elam, I think, in training camp were good. There's things in the game you kind of – you're like, I see why. I see why they – you know, I see some of the separation problems. I see some of the not coming forward and tackling like you need to tackle.
Yeah, because he's going to be the mark. Like, we're talking about Adoree Jackson.
Right.
You mentioned Vaught talking about find the scrub. Teams are going to look at Kyrie Elam and be like, that's who we need to attack.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, real quick, too, my second little point that I want to make here, the Eagles, they had, again, 12 carries between the tackles. 12 carries. This is your factor of with Osa, Clark,
Thomas,
Tom, all those guys. With those defensive tackles that we're all terrified of, 12 carries, how many yards between the tackles last night for the Eagles?
Man, I saw they smashed them. Let me get 25.
Yeah, I would put it somewhere in there. They did a nice job in the interior.
Yeah, 20 something. I think it was like 1.3 yard per carry is the stat.
18 yards.
18 yards.
18 yards.
That's dominant.
See, that's what you know. We talk about run defense. We say, oh, tackles, edges, linebackers. You know, but great job. I think that you know the Cowboys front office was bragging about Clark. He made a difference.
He did.
At run defense.
Second play of the game.
He made
he
a
stepped
big,
up
he made
had a, nice
made a big, big difference there.
One of the big reasons to feel better about this team.
Yep. Zach, I'm with you on the whole Jalen Tolbert thing. I'm just saying that. I'm not going to talk about him much.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
But they need to kind of figure out something, maybe a plan, a little bit better plan.
They need a Cole Beasley type. They need somebody who can kill you underneath consistently. And I like Jake Ferguson and the violence and the big playability, but they need a Dalton Schultz type of tight end and a Cole Beasley type of slot. They need at least one linebacker and a running back. And, well, I don't know, maybe they don't even need a running back. But if I'm Jerry Jones, I'm thinking, like, how about this deal the Eagles did where you sold 10%, you got $1 billion to pay a bunch of players. This thing is close. Use the picks, trade for help, and go contend.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking today.
I like that.
I just didn't see that Tolbert. And I wish, like I said earlier, I wish they would have got Pickens more involved in this game.
Would they decoy him?
No. They just dacked.
There would be times Pickens kind of would – was very lackadaisical on some plays.
The routes, and that's what I wanted to get into about the routes. The routes weren't what you would think. Like, I was talking about Smith running a route that helped.
To clear.
That helped his teammate, that helped Dotson catch the ball. Pickens did not run the routes. Like, it's – you got to –
a little lazy. You can tell when it's a run.
I'm glad you saw that because I didn't want to like come and just you know bash Pickens because like he still did some good things, but there were some stuff I'm like, are you really engaged here?
I was thinking that maybe that it was like he knew that it wasn't coming his way, but there's thing like you say the penalty he had. I don't know what he was thinking on that, but there were routes where it was not run as hard and as you know as you're like going, okay, he's trying to get open, he's trying to get the ball and all that. And I wonder if it's one of those situations where Dak's like, okay, I got a feeling what's going on over there, you know. And I wanted him to get more involved, but the routes were a little bit of a – I think they weren't run at the level they need to be run at. Did you see anything else on that?
I agree with you. And then even some block – like early in the game, he put somebody on his rear. I think it was a Turpin catch maybe.
A lamb. Lamb catch.
And he had a really good block. But then there were other times it's like – he's just kind of lollygagging in there, not really wanting to make contact and engage.
Yeah.
My reaction to the penalty was I thought it was a reputation call. I think it looked much worse than it did. When they put that on the instant replay, I thought he didn't throw him down. His arms might have moved in a direction that made it look like that.
Yeah. I think they call it like clotheslining is what they call it.
Yeah.
I think they called like
up around the headgear.
Blow to the head.
That's what it looked like, I thought.
It was like I told Wolchuk, I go, my gosh, it looks like he's like bulldogging for the you know pro rodeo guys out here. You know, I mean, he literally it wasn't even a block. It was just like he jumps and like kind of old school clotheslines.
Yeah,
Reed Blankenship in the neck, and I'm like, bro, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that at all. You might get a situation like to say I'm interested to see now what happens. We talked about the defensive tackles. I'm interested to see when Winfrey comes back. If, in fact, can he be a part? I think Jay Toia, I think, was okay.
I thought he got better as the game went on.
Yeah, it was kind of like there was – he was always seemed like to me just a half man away from making a play.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he was just a little bit more in this gap, there would have been a play. You know, and they didn't give up anything inside. But it felt like, though, that there were some times where he could have been, like, right there and made a play, but he was just a half man away from making the play.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that is something that we'll
is
see.
Is he inactive and Winfrey's active?
Exactly. I mean, maybe it's a deal where Mozzie and Jay are inactive. And then I totally agree with you guys, too, about Houston. I think Houston needs to play more in these situations because – I think a lot like Marshawn Nealon, he's good against the run, and then he could also do stuff with the pass or things. So just keep an eye on how those things will play out there. But I do like what the secondary did overall. I just feel like now that with get Diggs on the field full time again, get Bland there. Maybe you find a way with Reddy Stewart. Maybe that's a little bit more of a nickel option for you that kind of gives you your best guys to be out there playing. But I thought overall those guys played pretty well.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning every afternoon, 3:40 here on your home of the Cowboys. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.